Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I don't like people who censor themselves. I hate it when people are like, don't use that, cut that. I'm like, dude, that's the best part.
That is the best part.
I might get a job one day, and I'm like, that's dumb.
Yeah. Live your life like that. No.
You should get your job because of the shit that you say.
Where are you going to work at, though?
At the comedy club, duh.
No, I'm going to work at CVS.
Okay, yes, there are racist jokes that are funny.
There are. I'm not going to sit there. You know, everybody's a little racist.
But, like, it's a joke.
It's a joke, but when I'm in my car and, like, an Asian person cuts me off...
That's more observational. That's not racism. That's, like, legitimate patterns in nature. When stereotypes are confirmed, if I'm like, great, I predicted this. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. I've dated all races, so I'm...
I'm not racist, but I do observe.
My neighborhood I grew up was called Plantations, too.
What is that?
A neighborhood I grew up in.
Plantations? I thought that was, like, a banana type...
Plantations used to be where they kept slaves at.
Yeah, we had slaves. I'm just kidding. We didn't. I'm just kidding. We didn't.
All right, we're ready.
No. You're ready. Here.
The wind, you guys. Is this necessary?
No change.
Awful. No, that is not cute.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I need someone to make me laugh.
Where's Kim?
Kim is always late.
I'm here.
Get out of our way.
Stop. Jealous.
Enough.
Stop.
Enough.
That's it. We're done. Money.
I slept with a married man once who had kids.
Maybe let's try and win the family over first.
So are you bisexual?
Well, you know, I have dibbled and dabbled.
No judgment. Tried it.
I had to put something on it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever try it again. It is different when you just, like, are straight. It sucks. Because I think I would get along better on a mental level with women because I'm a woman.
But you can't get attracted to that pussy.
I'm just, like, anti-people at this point because I, like, don't understand men and I don't like women, like, as far as sexuality.
I used to have to use excuses, like, with women back in the day. Like, I dated women, but I wasn't out. So I have to be like, I already masturbated.
She's like, funny.
You've already masturbated?
Oh, that's what my dad used to say to me. I'm just kidding.
I had a guy I hooked up with told me that his brother used to fuck him.
And were you like, how does that make you feel?
Well,
what did you say?
He blew me afterwards, but still.
So.
Brotherly love?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That is a little weird. No one in my family touched me. And I would say that, yeah, I have a lot of insecurities.
You know, some of the problems I've had, I wish somebody did touch me.
Right?
Right.
I 100% completely understand.
But you have to admit that sex is better with somebody who doesn't have their shit together.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah,
with
yeah.
a person.
And with a, oh, yeah, yeah.
With
oh,
an actual
yeah,
human.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But then it gets complicated after. Because, I don't know, after I fuck a dude, I'm like, you need to call me every day.
Do they call you every day?
No.
It's ridiculous to be avoiding each other. I am going to be the bigger person and go over and talk to Scott.
They just pretend like it didn't happen. I just get weird, I think. But I'm weird before, too, so.
This is so bizarre.
This is so weird.
It's a personal problem, and that's why I have my podcast to talk about it.
You better talk about it.
Yeah. You're a comic. Are you weird?
You know what? I'm very weird, but, like, I own that weirdness.
I do, and I don't. Like, I'm still insecure about it, but I still need to speak about it.
Me, too. I still need to speak about it, but, like, my saving grace is, like, I'm a veteran, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's good.
I use that as an excuse.
I give some fucks sometimes. It's very weird. My fucks are, like, very not... They're kind of disordered. Like, sometimes I'll give a fuck for no reason about something that I shouldn't give a fuck about.
You know what?
And it's confusing.
Me too. It is confusing.
Right?
And I feel like this year is really about, like, the year of just realizing stuff. And everyone around me, we're all just, like, realizing things.
Yeah, because I'm the same way. I'm just like, why do I give a fuck about that and I don't care that my bills are not paid?
Yeah, right? Like, why do I care about my rent more than, like, my credit card? Because it's fucking on my credit. You know? Like, whereas if you're late on rent, that's not really going to fuck up your credit.
No, but you'll probably be on the streets.
Yeah, but you have a little bit of time. because you got to get evicted, and then you got to move your stuff, and that takes a while.
I was once evicted once.
I've never been evicted. I got my lease termination notice.
I had my shit outside when I came home.
Yeah, I locked my door, though.
On the ground. The apartment, they cleaned my apartment out and threw my shit outside.
I did set boundaries of what was acceptable and not acceptable.
Most people make me uncomfortable to the point where I, want to vacate before that happens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what's happening right now. I don't feel comfortable there.
It's, really overwhelming, you know?
But at the same time, I prepaid him rent, and I don't believe that he's going to pay me.
No, so you need to stay there. You guys.
Yeah, and I spoke with legal aid. And I was like, is this legal for him? If I am on a month-to-month contract and I pay 3 months in advance and he wants to kick me out after those 2 months, wouldn't he technically owe me a month before I need to get out? And she was like, yeah.
It's just lame to not do me a favor. I bend over backwards and do business deals for the benefit of you guys when I've had my own deals. And I'm not going to be bending over backwards if I feel like people aren't going to do me favors.
You know who you should call? 1-800-JUDY. Judge Judy.
I'm Jewish. I can just swing it, you know?
Maybe your life is leading you on a path towards court TV. Maybe that's where you need to settle this dispute.
Or just reality TV. Or Hoarders. I don't know.
Or Hoarders?
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah? What reality TV do you match well with?
I would say... That's a really good question. What reality... what I'm thinking of, the reality TV shows, because usually they involve people, and I'm usually, alone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's weird. I go out into the wild and I have no intention to speak with anybody. And then I'll see something and I need to speak about it. And next thing you know, I'm in their house.
How did I get here?
I mean, trust me, I looked.
It's so funny during the pandemic because I'm a girl and I'm high maintenance, low key. I know I don't look it, but I am. So I had to find all these underground beauty place. To get my hair done, I go to somebody's trailer that I met off of Facebook Marketplace, and she does my shit.
Are you scared to go to these places?
You know, that's the weird part. No.
Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace, she gives me an excellent Brazilian blowjob. Does it not take out all the Jewish?
Oh yeah.
I look slightly Asian with bigger eyes.
I can't, there's no Jewish, I can't tell Jewish.
It's expensive.
It's expensive not to
it's
be
expensive
Jewish.
To not look Jewish when you are Jewish.
Oh, okay. I got a blowjob from a Hasidic Jew once.
Those are cute jeans.
Your cute jeans.
Those are mine?
No.
Oh, I thought you said your cute jeans.
I did.
Those are my jeans?
No.
Then why
you
did you say?
You are cute jeans.
Huh?
I got in a relationship with a guy who I thought was straight, but he had a butt plug for every night of the week. And then he would go into the bathroom before we fucked, stick it in his asshole, and then expect me not to say anything about it. He's like, it's weird that you're saying something about it. I'm like, it's weird that you're plugged up.
Was he on the gay spectrum? Or?
But it could have been.
As a gay man, I always find those things, because I've met straight dudes who say, I want my asshole licked. My girl doesn't do it, though. And I'm just like, would you have a guy lick you? They're like,
yeah.
It's not gay. If
it's not gay if it's blow a rim job.
Yeah, it's a, yeah. It's not a, yeah.
It's not gay if a guy is licking your asshole. That's a little gay, sir.
That's more than
newsflash.
Gay.
Newsflash.
That's more than gay.
You're probably gay.
I've hooked up with a lot of straight guys who, they're not straight, obviously.
Yeah.
But they claim they are. But they like the most extreme gay sex that's out there. And I'm just like, really? I'm not even that extreme. I'm a gay man, but I'm not extreme to do, that gay shit.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even relate.
No, you can't. No.
I live with two gay guys, which is why it was weird when one of them was breaking into my room. I'm like, what the fuck
no.
is this fucking doing in my room?
He was trying to wear your bras.
You think?
Or panties. Maybe.
He's like, just full on.
Does he look like somebody who would put drag on?
You never know with them. There's a married couple. And I know who's the bottom.
Have you ever seen them intimate?
No, and I've never heard them intimate either. But I do hear everything outside of my bedroom, and I put like noise dampeners on the wall because I wanted to masturbate.
Oh, and also my podcast.
Shit. That's what they probably think. But like, I can still hear everything because it's like a converted room, and I think maybe they have better acoustics or no one masturbates or fucks in my house.
No, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so, like, I'm getting better at it now that I have to move out. I'm like, whatever, I don't care if they hear me masturbating.
No, you shouldn't care.
I shouldn't, and I pay a lot of money to, like, be there, and I've never fucked anyone there because I'm, like, a courteous human. But now I'm like, I want to go have monkey sex in my room.
You better. Why not?
I'm going to leave the dishes in the sink.
What's holding you back right now?
What?
From going home and fucking somebody in the living room.
Because I just don't like their fucking gay judgment.
Fuck somebody in the living room.
That's a good idea.
You should just go, oh.
My room is basically the living room. They converted it to a room. And I'm like, this isn't fooling anybody.
Call 311 on them.
311.
That's the hotline for San Diego and report their free legal housing.
No, he thinks he's like a detective and he thinks he's like a real estate agent. Like he has a real estate company. I'm like, dude, your parents bought you this house and you're renting like from Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, that's where he's. Oh,
yeah. And they kicked out the last girl who lived there. So I'm just thinking they don't like girls.
They probably wanted like a threesome or like a trio or something.
I think they just wanted like somebody to like hang out with them all the time.
Oh, you don't hang out with them.
I did at the beginning, but then I was like, this is too gay for me.
Oh, they tried to take you to gay clubs and stuff?
No, it's just like, I can't like be around the gossip and the drama.
Oh,
I hate that. It's just like,
I hate that.
Like, and they're fake and I don't like that either.
I don't like fake gay people. And
like,
there's a lot
like
of them.
The next door neighbor.
Yeah.
She's like my age and we became friends and I told her I didn't have a job and I was like, can you not mention that to my roommates? She's like, hey, do you think you could take me to the airport? And I was like, no, I cannot. I'm sorry. She's like, but you don't even have a job. And then she told them that I don't have a job.
Oh, my God, this
bitch.
And
I told her specifically, like, don't say anything because I had to lie on the rental application to get the place. Obviously, I have a job. I work from home. I just didn't want it to be awkward. And then it just became really awkward. And I just never had a desire to hang out with them after that. But they're, like, friends with that neighbor. And they always talk shit about her.
What? And she went behind your back because...
Because I wouldn't take her to the airport. I'm like, get an Uber, like
yeah,
an adult.
Get an Uber, yeah,
yeah.
Like an adult,
she's
yeah.
like, I don't want to wear the mask in the Uber. I'm like, you're going to have to wear it on the fucking plane, you fucking idiot.
Right.
Ask your mom to take you. You live with her. Like, I'm
not
your fucking...
No.
This is why I don't have friends or kids or pets or anything or a boyfriend because I don't want to take anybody to the airport.
You shouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
take anybody to the airport
unless you're
either.
Taking me on vacation with you, I don't want to go to the airport.
Yeah, for no reason. To get lost.
Yeah, let me just wake up at 8 a.m. to be at the airport for no fucking... Like, I don't have a job, yes, and I shouldn't be awake at 8 a.m.
You want to sit through traffic to take somebody else to the airport.
Next on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I start laughing at Kim when she's crying because I just can't help it. She has this ugly crying face that she makes.
You're sitting there laughing. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.